out of that Big Boy Sports Recap thing.
Brought to you by Big Boy.
The slowly but surely expanding Big Boy.
Yes. Meeting with the builder today. Should see some progress.
How many more seats are we talking?
Tuesday. 48.
48 more seats is what you think you're going to get?
Yes. Or more. We can do like 60 if we do like banquet style, if we have to do it that way.
Oh, gotcha.
Like if someone wants to have it in there like that.
Do your like wedding reception in there or something? Is that what you're saying?
My wedding reception?
Anybody. Come on, man. It's a Big Boy. All right. I want to start, enough of this jibber jabber. I want to start with something that is just, when you stop and think about it, it's just amazing. And I think it surprised everyone. Last night, the Golden State Warriors are back in the finals.
Wow, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my, I can't believe they won.
I'm just being a smart aleck. All right, so let's talk about the Predators, because this really is an awesome story. Did you not think it was an amazing story?
I wanted to start with breaking news that just happened like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know there was breaking news.
The Super Bowl's long-awaited return to Los Angeles will be delayed by a year, and so now it's going to be in Tampa instead of L.A., in 2021, because the stadium is not going to be ready. Now the Rams can't even move in. A year delay. Hmm. 1 year. I mean, I guess it's probably not a whole year, but they just know it's not going to be.
Though.
Yeah, whole season. So the Super Bowl will not be in LA until 2022 instead of 2021.
Wow. I can't believe you pushed for that news. You pushed the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in franchise history for the Nashville Predators.
It was breaking news. It just happened.
Okay.
Oh, what happened to Nashville? They win?
They kind of won a big game last night.
Yeah, that was a great game to watch.
And I'm really happy they won game six to go, because now they're going to get a little extra rest. I mean, just like every team, they're beat up. There's a lot of attrition, so hopefully they can get some people healthy again. There's probably a lot of injuries that we don't even know about. I mean, they're going to have a little bit of extra time off waiting for the Pittsburgh Penguins, is my guess.
Oh, you're just assuming. They're not going to have to wait that long.
But let's just hope that the Ottawa Senators can, you know, they can just beat the tar out of each other a little bit longer.
It could be over tonight.
I know.
I don't think it's going to be.
I hope it's not.
I love Game 7.
I definitely want that to go to Game 7.
Did you?
If nothing else, because I love Game 7s and NHL and Lord Stanley Cup playoffs, but I just really want the Predators to get every single advantage they can, because they need it.
The eighth seed.
Yeah, crazy.
And this game was great. I mean, it was 3-1 right at the beginning of the third period. Ooh, then 3-2, then 3-3. I'm like, wow, look out. The Ducks are going to come back. And then three straight goals by the Predators. A lot of chippiness. A very vicious hit that I thought was could have been knocked out of the game.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy's head? I can't remember who it was. When he gets checked from behind right into the boards. Did you see that? And then he had, it looked like an R on his head with blood.
Yes. Yes. And Cam Fowler's shot to tie that game. You know, the Ducks tied up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 9 minutes left in that game. And it was 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the final was 6-3. So that tells you, I mean, Nashville just flipped the switch. It was pretty impressive. It was pretty fun to watch. And it is, I have to admit, you know, most of those fans in Nashville, they don't know their head from their derriere when it comes to hockey. Let's be honest about it. But, I mean,
it's not a hockey town.
It's not a hockey town per se. It will become one if they continue this type of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Because those fans are ravenous, and I love it.
Yeah.
I loved seeing that. Did you see outside of the rink all those people that didn't even go to the game? They were just downtown.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
I loved it.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Colton Sissons having a hat trick.
Looked like a big block party.
I mean, hat trick for him. Austin Watson had two goals. It was a fun game to watch. Till the end, it was a blowout. But it was great watching the fans just go crazy.
And they did it without Mr. Carey Fisher, or Carey Underwood, Mike Fisher. He was hurt. You know what I'm saying?
That was a bad joke.
Whatever.
Anyway, Penguins, Senators tonight. Who's in net for the Penguins?
You know Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be.
What?
They don't think so?
No. No.
Do you not.
I think
do you think Craig Anderson will be back in net for the Senators?
No, I don't. Not after how he gave up four goals the last game. I don't know. It's going to be a tough call. But, you know, what do? You go with who got you there, so maybe they will switch it back.
So you think it's going to be Murray and who?
I think it's going to be Murray for sure.
I can't remember the guy's name, the backup goaltender for the Senators.
Well, he didn't do very good either, so
no,
I don't know. I don't know if you put him in there.
I think they put Craig Anderson back.
I do too.
I mean,
that's who got him there throughout the season. You gotta, don't you think?
Yes. The story about Murray though.
Condon,
I mean,
that's his name.
Yes, thank you. I mean, Murray's a young kid. He's only like 22 years old. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting game to see how it shapes up. I really hope it goes to Game 7, though. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I mentioned it. The Warriors, they beat the Spurs last night. They're in the finals again. Who cares?
Right.
Next.
Take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a little baseball.
And some NFL
other,
news.
Yeah, some
big
other
NFL news. Besides my breaking news.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
It's my favorite time of the year. Strawberry Fest at Big Boy Marquette. From salads to French toast, Big Boy has you covered. Dig into the delicious strawberry and blue cheese chicken salad, or move over to the strawberry and blue cheese chicken wrap, or the strawberries and cream French toast blockbuster. If you're craving waffles, the strawberry and Belgian waffle blockbuster. Fill up with strawberry goodness during Strawberry Fest at Big Boy.
Marquette and Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Looking like a beautiful weekend to go golfing. You going to do any?
Yeah, tomorrow's a three-man scramble league that you're not playing.
I won't be at. I got to go play at Black Rocks tomorrow.
All right.
I got scheduled for a little music gig.
Yeah.
So.
You got your priorities straight,
what if our teams are matched up? That would just suck.
I don't know what group you're in. I don't know. I have a schedule. I didn't see your name on it. What's your captain's name? Are you the captain?
I'm one of the co-captains.
Well, there's only one captain's name on each one.
It's probably Billy.
I didn't see his name either. Maybe are you in the senior division or?
Oh, really? I just want to remind you, what'd you end up finishing last year? Because we were tied for third.
We ran into a hot team in the playoffs. Sorry.
Against all the blue teams, we were a white team, and we ended up tied for third.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk real sports.
Not
your
golf
game.
Call 225-0721. Get yourself a membership. All right. So the Brewers were off last night.
Yep.
Now they take on the Blue Jays.
And
your boy Jimmy.
I don't understand the schedule this year. I think is this the third time they played the Blue Jays?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I think so. I'm like, what? They're playing the Blue Jays again? I mean, I don't know. Interleague.
I know they have their interleague, but they kind of match up division to division. You know
what
I mean?
But I don't know why it's the same. Whatever. It's Jimmy Nelson on the mound tonight against Joe Biagmi.
So if I get this straight, though, the Blue Jays are in the same division as the Yankees and Boston.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, are they in the
same?
So they're going to play all those teams this year.
So why haven't they played any of those other teams? They haven't played the Yankees yet. They haven't played Boston. Oh, they did play Boston.
They did play Boston.
They haven't played the Yankees yet, though.
Nope.
That'd be kind of cool.
So
are you delaying the inevitable
Jimmy,
while talking
yes,
about...
Yes, I don't... I mean, it's depressing last night. What's been the biggest problem for the Detroit Tigers all season long? One word.
Hitting.
No.
It's not been great hitting. Come on.
They've been just like the Brewers.
Bullpen.
They've been putting big numbers on the boards and losing games.
Sometimes.
Pitching has been the problem. And last
so
night, pitching was not the problem.
Gem from Fulmer.
Fulmer hit...
Well, not a gem. He gave up 8 hits, but 1 run.
You hold a team to 1 run. You did damn good.
So did you watch a lot of this? Because why did they take Peacock out after 4 2/3 when he had give up 1 hit? He gave up 1 hit. He had 8 strikeouts. Why did they pull him?
It was his pitch count.
Oh, they went on a pitch count. Okay. And then he gave up 1 hit, and the rest of the team, the rest of the 3 guys that pitched gave up 0. Combined 1 hitter.
Yeah.
You know, I disagree with you. I'm telling you right now, Detroit's batting is not very good.
If you look at the number of runs they've scored this year, they're up there.
Well, when Avila is your leading batting average guy, you're in trouble.
He's on fire right now. He should be behind the plate.
Yeah, JD Martinez is having a big big year now.
It's my boy.
Yeah, 367. He's actually leading now.
Well, he didn't look good last night. None of them looked good last night at the plate.
Well, no.
None of them. The only one that got a hit was Machado. And he's
no, it was Matuk.
Or, I'm sorry, Mikey Matuk. Yeah,
Matuk,
right.
Whatever his name is, yeah.
You're guy. Right, I'm sorry. So, it is what it is. I mean, let's hope that they bounce back tonight. Jordan Zimmermann taking on right-hander Lance McCullers. Zimmermann's at a 6.25 ERA. He's 4-2. And Lance is 4-1 with a 2.65. Lovely!
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're 30-15. The Astros are good. All right,
now
let's go
fall.
To the NFL news quick. We don't have much time here.
No. Anthony
oh.
Gose, minor league.
Oh,
just,
yeah, that's
remember
right.
Anthony Gose used to play for the Tigers and he decided he wanted to become a pitcher?
Yeah. He threw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
99?
He just pitched since high school.
That's awesome.
That's great.
All right, go.
But quickly, Hall of Famer Cortez Kennedy dies at 48. No word on how he died. And then all the rule changes. Overtime in the NFL is now going to be 10 minutes instead of 15. Stupid. I just because of player safety, whatever. And I thought the interesting one was we're going to go from, instead of before the last preseason game going to 75, they're going straight from 90 to 53 players after the last preseason game.
That's interesting to me.
And the celebrations will be back.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
The Outdoor Show.